Now look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, 2 days in a row.
Ah, yes.
It's the snake.
Here he is. Same time, the same bat channel.
You know it. What's up?
Nada. Nada. Okay, so first off, I want to start with a t-shirt query. Because a fella says I bought a t-shirt at a concert, and I'm prone to buy t-shirts at concerts.
Sure.
And he says it was one of those hard fabric cotton t-shirts. And after I washed it, it was still not the type of cotton that he liked. Why aren't they all made with the soft t-shirt fabric? Why aren't all t-shirts now made with that softer fabric? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah, you have absolutely. To know the brand.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, thanks, Travis.
What you're talking about.
All right.
If you know the brands, that's what you got to shop by. Because there's three brands of t-shirts that I see around. I'll buy those and a couple other ones that I know are not that soft, and I won't touch them.
And maybe that's a little more expensive, and they're looking at costs. As far as making, trying to turn over a profit, you get the cheaper quality
shirt.
I also
think polyester and spandex play a role in that as well, and it's not just straight cotton.
You mean like dry fit shirts?
No. Like you can have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Within the t-shirt game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
We're spoiled now because you are being introduced to the more softer t-shirts that I love them, man. Everyone loves them. But hey, if it's cost effective for them trying to turn over profit by getting a cheaper brand, that's what they're going to do.
I guess. But I would think at concerts that all these bands, especially bands that are playing, let's say venues that are at least 1,000 people, even 500, that you would have the wherewithal to know that people that are buying your stuff are going to want better quality.
But you're going to buy it regardless because you're there, you're excited. That's the other point. I mean, you're at the concert.
That's the other point, yes. Just watched the DiCaprio movie directed by Paul Thomas Anderson.
One battle after another.
He says, I love Leo as an actor and Paul Thomas Anderson as a director. That's Boogie Nights guy.
Right.
And There Will Be Blood.
Yep.
Do you think most people are inclined to go see a movie because of the director or actors?
Actors. Yes. Well, I say that if it's a Spielberg or a Scorsese or something like that. But
Tarantino.
I wonder how many directors people would name where that applies versus the amount of actors and actresses that people may say, well, that's my guy.
I have very few directors on my list of, oh, I must go see it if they make the movie. And then sometimes if a good actor isn't in it, I still may not go see it. So I'm definitely an actor dude.
I think I'm a director guy pretty thorough because I do like both those guys. I like Paul Thomas Anderson and DiCaprio. And I would probably go see either one. But DiCaprio is so huge now that he doesn't work with a director that is not like any of the ones that you just mentioned. If it's not Tarantino or if it's not Scorsese or it's not Paul Thomas, he's not doing it.
See, I didn't even know the guy, the director of this movie.
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Even when you said the name, I had no clue what he had directed before. Oh, Boogie Nights. Okay, that's cool. I wouldn't have known that, so...
What else did he do? He did There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights. There's like five movies. They're always nominated. He did that Tom Cruise movie.
Magnolia?
Where he was like a motivational speaker, the real crazy.
Magnolia?
Remember that, Matt?
Magnolia.
Yes, Magnolia. Yeah. He does these sweeping, epic-y type movies that are always very well regarded.
Yeah, because he did The Master, and he also did Phantom Thread with Daniel Day-Lewis that was a little slow, but I thought it was good.
Well, the only one I've seen from that director is Boogie Nights, so maybe that's why I didn't know.
Yeah, but it's interesting, too, because I could say, let's go to a Wes Anderson movie.
I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
But you know who he is, Donovan.
Right.
Only because I saw that god-awful movie, yes.
I'm good.
And I mean, that's what's interesting about directors is you tend to know the ones that you really like and then some of them that may be a little more bizarre, like Christopher Nolan. I think a lot of people would.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan has a movie coming out. Don't care what it is. I'm going to see Christopher Nolan.
Okay, name me a Christopher Nolan movie.
Oppenheimer was the most recent.
I haven't seen it.
Inception?
Tenet. Inception.
Oh, I'm out.
Dark Knight. For Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. Inception I thought was not good.
Dark Knight, Inception.
Okay, yeah, I'm out.
What's the one the guys They're the memory?
Oh, Memento.
Memento, yeah.
Interstellar.
Like I am a sight unseen Christopher Nolan guy, and he's got this one, the Odyssey that's coming out here this summer with Matt Damon.
Yep,
and
in.
Dude, yeah. I'm 100% a director guy.
Yeah, you
because
be
I don't
right.
care if you tell me like, hey man, The Rock's got a new movie out.
No, but what if, okay, so Daniel Day-Lewis for me, if he's in a movie, I'm going to see it because I think he's a genius.
Have you seen the new one?
I haven't seen the new one, no, but I will.
Yeah.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio would be on that list. Tom Hanks is
yeah,
on that
and
list.
And Tom
for
Hanks
me.
Is another one, though, that probably is in the DiCaprio world where he's only going to work with great directors. So you check off both boxes there.
Yeah.
Most
may,
of the time.
I may be in the minority on this as far as actors, but I'm definitely, I don't care
okay, well,
who
what,
directs
what
a movie.
Actor, who's your actor? Like, what actor are you like, oh, I can't wait to go see the new whatever?
If Sam Jackson's in a movie, I'll go check it out.
You'll be going to movies like constantly then.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, I'll be more prone to go
He's
check
everything.
It out because I like Samuel Jackson.
I know, it's kind of... Yeah, like Sam Jackson to me, usually he's in movies that I like. I think Denzel is on that list for me. Like Denzel is so solid.
Denzel is on that list.
Man, and then it's different because like Keanu Reeves, now he does movies that are action-based where I'm like, okay, that looks like it'd probably be pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to tell me a little bit about it before I go see it. It's definitely more actor-driven than director, but even if I like the actor and I see the movie and I think it's going to be stupid, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. Okay, Mavs, tonight, 8:30 here at the American Airlines Center. Will Dallas's number one, the Mavs, will the number one enemy of the Mavericks always be San Francisco, or is OKC climbing the ladder fast? He says, I say this because... Yeah.
You said San Francisco.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're right, that's like, why we were very confused. Like,
oh, do you mean...
Dude,
Golden
I'm so
State
sorry. Yeah, yeah, San Antonio. Or is Oklahoma City climbing the ladder fast? He says, I say this because... As a Cowboy fan, I grew up with nothing but Redskins hate, but now it's all Eagles hate.
I don't think the Thunder are going into the... I think it's going to still be San Antonio. Because I think your team is probably a little closer to San Antonio right now than Oklahoma City. You know what I'm saying? As far as...
Yeah, and San Antonio was multiple titles over so many years against people that I just did not like their faces.
Right. They had
didn't
hateable
like
people.
Looking at them. Yes. No. And they, I don't know, like I was saying this to you
yeah,
earlier,
you like SGA.
Donnie. Like I like watching SGA
I don't.
Play.
I can't stand him. So for me, it's probably more
I don't
the
like
Thunder.
Holmgren. I don't like Dort.
But man. I just realized how good they are now that they have a window to where they'll probably be in the mix for 4, 5, 6 years straight. And that's going to be the thorn in my butt because they'll probably win a couple of more and I'll hate them even more.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
But I think it'll forever be San Antonio. Now, if the Mavericks can get really, really good and compete for those titles, then those battles with Oklahoma City would be great because, you know, Oklahoma City probably thought that about Dallas because they couldn't get over him in the playoffs. And now Dallas has to get back to that level of, all right, well, we got to be as good as Oklahoma City to make that, I think, a true, true rivalry. But they've always had their issues with Dallas. No matter how good they are and how bad Dallas has been, Oklahoma City has had their issues with beating Dallas. So maybe they consider that. I don't know. But they're really good, man, and I hate it.
Yeah, and they've met in the playoffs multiple times because even a few years after the title, they lost to the Thunder early in the playoff runs.
And then the regular season has just been a thorn for Oklahoma City.
This guy says, I got a 10-game Mavs season ticket package, which, by the way, is that not the best way to go if you're baseball,
I was just about
basketball,
to say.
Or hockey, the 10-gamer?
Yeah, because you're going, yeah, that's about right on it. It's about as many games as you'd want to go to in a season.
Or could go to.
Right. And then if you couldn't make one, you could still sell a couple?
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. But yeah, 10 games is right where you want it to be, I feel like.
Like, the Cowboys don't offer a 2-game package, do they?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously.
They'd be like, oh, it's a discount. It's $16,000 for 2 tickets to the Cowboys for 2 games.
So he says, I got the 10-game package, and I have tonight's game. He says, I didn't even think about this till this morning. How much Fire Nico stuff are we going to hear, or has that run its course with everyone just wanting to watch this team now with Cooper?
No, good question.
Nico, you're right. That's a good question. I think if you see the product on the floor perform pretty well, then that's the only, I think, hope they have for all that to go away, is you have a contending team. You see someone get hurt and this team not playing very well, then it won't go away. For some people, it's just never going to go away.
But
just don't know.
People will still go to the game.
Right.
That's the question I have. it was like a battle cry, you know, last year. I think people that weren't inclined to go to games were getting tickets specifically to do that. And I'm wondering if now, if those people are still, I mean, you're spending money to just go and bitch. And that seems weird to me.
Yeah,
and a lot of money.
How many people will do that? It feels worth it to some people, I think.
But I also wonder how many people, because I remember Bob on your show, The Hardline, Corby, where he was adamant, Nico will not survive the season. He will be gone.
Yeah.
Maybe they keep him at the end of the year, but he'll be gone in the offseason. And I wonder how many people, now that that didn't happen, he's going to be here, how many people are like, well, this is what it is. So if we like the Mavs, we just got to accept it.
And you'll see how confident the franchise is about the product on the floor, because if he's in his normal seat,
right,
tonight at the game, then, you know, that may subject some people if they see him.
He'll be in like a plastic cube.
to maybe say something,
exactly,
or anything like that. But other than that, I think the people who are truly, truly still so pissed off about what happened and they're done won't go to the building to say that. They'll just say, yeah, all right, you know what, I'm done. Let's just go and see and watch some basketball.
And I think a lot of people, and I think Bob's in this boat too, of he's more mad because it was such kind of a shoe-in that they would let him go,
mm-hmm,
and he laid his cards all on the table. Bob did, like you were saying, Matt, like, oh, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
By April, he's gone, 100%. That he's still mad about that. And I think there's a lot of people just like that.
Yeah. That they say they can't root for this team until he is gone,
yeah,
and done. And I'm telling you, if you want the Mavericks to be a good team, and I think they're going to be a good team, it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while before he is not here being the GM of this team. So you're going to either choose to root for someone else, not watch basketball at all until he's gone. You may not watch basketball for a few years at least.
Yeah, and I like, honestly, I think it's a 3-year window. And think about it that way. And I say that just because that's what he said.
Right. Right.
He said, I'm probably 5-6 years and that's it. And so I look at it that way and think about it from the perspective of time. Cooper Flagg will be 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a blip on the radar, right?
Yep.
And Cooper Flagg will be here theoretically for 15 years, 20 years. If you play your cards right, you don't have an idiot like that just dealing guys. So I look at it as, it's play the long game. This guy will be known as dealing with the worst trade in the history of the NBA, but he's not a lifer here.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think it may be lined up with Kyrie and Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Maybe he'll tip out when they tip out to try and get out when the getting's good, but Cooper Flagg kind of slows that thought process again, I feel.
If you could be a fly on the wall in the losing team's locker room after a historical sports moment, whose would it be? Man, that Atlanta crash in the Super Bowl.
Yep. That was probably very, very eventful in that locker room. Heck, did you hear the cameras catch the Mariners locker room, clubhouse after that game? They were interviewing one dude, and all of a sudden in the background, you hear a guy just squeal at the top of his lungs in there. And it was like, oh, yeah, that was just a player. He's frustrated about what happened audible. Like, that was a pretty heartbreaking loss. The one Atlanta Super Bowl, for sure. Hell, maybe even the Rangers in that Game 6.
Yeah, Game 6 is what I was thinking.
Yeah, that was probably a sight to be seen.
And how fake everybody's like, hey, guys, we got tomorrow. It's going to be great. Game 7, we got it. Shake it off.
No.
But the other guy's just sitting there staring at the floor and the little fly buzzing around.
And it's you.
Yeah.
I think if you were a fly that spoke Russian, it might have been cool to go to the Miracle on Ice, the opposite side.
That's mine. If you had a translator, yeah, and I think I would. That may be number one, because those were all 30-year-old men, 35-year-old men.
They just got stunned by college kids.
And they knew that their lives back home would forever be changed/ruined because of that game. And that documentary that came out about those guys and their lives after the game, dude, it was horrific. That may be the one where they're like, oh my God, what did we just do?
Right.
So as a fly, do you think you can understand every environment you're in? Like if
yeah, you're brilliant.
You're flying around in the United States, you're speaking English. But then you
and they would know Matt, too, because he'd have a little Ranger hat on with an IPA in his hand.
With a beer, with a little, just like a tiny, tiny little IPA there.
They don't get mad when I dive bomb into their beer and just take off again.
Do I smell hops? Just a skosh of hops.
They're trying to shoo him away from the food, but he keeps going for the beer. He just keeps diving into the drink and then flying out.
God, look at this fly. It's so weird. He won't even come near our sandwich.
Oh, man. He drinks a lot. He's just
and then some guy with the turkey sandwich, won't leave him alone either. It's everywhere.
Whoa.
But Matt would be so hammered. He would be so easy to kill just laying there all fat.
This is great in this, but that's why you'd always go to the winning celebration because they always shoot the beer on the ceiling and that's flying around in the air, just drinking it all. This is great.
I don't know.
He's in every winning locker room.
He just flies around to every championship series, every game seven. He's there.
But he's always mad. He's like, God, another Coors Light? Can't they just expand this a little bit?
He gets so irritated.
Yeah.
Most pissed off fly of all time.
Somehow you're trying to get him to change to a craft beer. I don't know how you do it, but we get that done.